another photo on Rubber's Naked Lady Giver. Is that the alleged masturbator or exposer penis-er guy? I tell you something, that he definitely manscapes his skull.
Is he doesn't
as
look
bald
like
as bald can be.
Oh yeah, he looks like Brad Childress, kind of, doesn't he?
Really? Everybody looks like somebody yeah. today.
I think he looks a lot like Brad Childress, but he doesn't look like the type of guy that would show his genitals to a truck driver.
He doesn't look like he'd haul it out.
He looks like the type of guy that this would happen to, not that he'd be the aggressor.
Yeah, that's the last thing in the world you want to see if you're a truck driver. Sure, the hot chicks, that's great, but you don't want to see some dude doing something like that. Come on.
Give you know, let's say he was pulling it out for folks to see. That's a negative. Even more of a negative is he's another one of these guys that can't just shave his head with a trimmer. He has to get out the friggin' razor and scrape it all the way down to the very skin. How many times do we got to say it? It's not a good look.
Not for white guys.
You look like a penis.
Yes. That's what it makes it
looks,
look like.
It looks cool on black guys. It doesn't look cool on white guys.
You're exactly right.
Then they shine them up real good and shiny like a bowling ball.
What are you pointing at, Ross? This is going to annoy me, I know, but what are you pointing at in the photo?
He's not shaved completely bald.
It is. It's
no,
too much.
He's got
it's
some fur on
much.
The side.
It's too much. It's why, too close.
Why do you have to argue that
why
point?
Why do you even have to right. get involved?
You can't even see it, Ross. If you're not sure you can trust your spouse to remain faithful, there's a gift retailer called thecheeky.com that's offering wedding bands that brands your finger when you wear it. The ring has negative engraving on the inside.
What?
So, yeah, if you take it off to put the moves on someone.
What woman's idea was this?
It leaves raised lettering on your skin that reads, quote, I'm married.
This was an idea of a gal who got cheated on like 76 times in the first week of her marriage, right?
Right,
it must be. The anti-cheating ring is made of titanium, and it'll run you $550.
What freaking... You guys are really whipped and annoying when it comes to your marriages. Yeah. But I don't even think you two sad asses would do something that pathetic.
Well, you know no. what? It wouldn't make a difference because, I mean, it'll wear off in 2.5 seconds. It just leaves an imprint on your skin.
Yeah, for a minute or two.
I mean, oh, it does. I was thinking something a lot more permanent than that.
No, I mean, you can't even... If you wear a ring quite a bit, you'll have the tan line or the permanent indentation anyhow. It's that old removing the ring bit. Who does that?
Well, that's
what do you mean?
Just,
what bit?
Well, that's what they're talking about.
Removing it. Oh, but removing it so you can meet girls.
Yeah,
so
you can go... Yeah.
Oh, I know guys who do that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I know a guy who did it on his wedding night.
Jesus. Well, you know, I can't imagine, too, if a girl's really into this guy, she's going to look at that and go, oh, boy, I didn't realize you had an imprint saying I'm married on your...
It's not going to stop him anyway, is that what you're saying? No, of course not.
Plus, like I said, it's not like a tattoo or anything. It's nothing permanent. It's just it's like if you you sleep on a couch with a certain material. Which I can't think of.
You'll have that. Yeah,
yeah, the wrinkles.
The wrinkle face.
Yeah, for a little while. An 11-year-old Detroit boy's going to be okay after stealing the family's minivan and racing it down his block, then destroying it in spectacular fashion near his home.
What happened? Did they cancel his Xbox?
The kid's 11 years old. The kid wasn't identified. He rode down the street at upwards of 90 miles per hour.
Dude.
Before losing control, rolling the vehicle and smashing it against a telephone pole.
This is one cool kid.
His mother witnessed the accident from her window. Although paramedics needed to get the jaws of life out to extricate the kid, he's expected to be just fine.
I suppose we were 12 or 13 when we started doing that, not going 90 miles an hour.
90 miles an hour in the minivan.
We were too afraid of getting caught. You know, we followed all the letters of the law.
I hear you. That kid is... the most popular kid in school, unless things have drastically changed since I was in school.
A man.
What do you think? Does he still get high-fived up and down
for
the
sure.
hallway?
Yeah.
Everyone's afraid of him.
He's a legend.
He's a stunt car driver.
Yeah.
A man from Maryland was arrested Tuesday, accused of using a slingshot and marbles to exact some payback against a police speed camera van.
Police speed camera van.
I guess they parked this van in different neighborhoods, right? And it's got a camera on it and takes your... Radar, right?
One thingy radar thing, deals, this right. and that.
50-year-old Bruce May, he got two tickets for speeding past this camera in recent weeks. May was apparently caught red-handed Tuesday after leaving quarter-sized dings in the vehicle as he took drive-by pot shots from the window of his minivan. He was hit with a slingshot, wrecking the thing. May was slapped with multiple charges, including second-degree assault, destruction of property, and reckless endangerment.
I can see how that might be fun.
Well, yeah, I was wondering how satisfying that would be. I can't imagine it would really do that much for me. But I am impressed with the skills, drive-by slingshotting.
Yeah, was he driving and slingshotting?
Well, I don't know, that's what you just said, drive-by slingshotting.
Well, I'm trying to figure it out, yeah.